catching up with Sandra King. We're talking about Southland Food and Fibre. To give us a bit more context about what this is about, Sandra joins us. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you doing? Yeah, we're just talking about the Southland Food and Fibre Project, which is an exciting project we've got going. It's come about through the Southland Just Transitions Program. So we're looking to identify opportunities within the food and fibre sector for Southland. So that could be improving what we're already doing or something completely new. So we've been wanting to hear from the community in Southland what they think about, because Southland is quite good at thinking outside of the box. So we've actually got an online platform for people to actually put their ideas forward and comment on, put anything new forward. And we've had some great responses, actually. We've had like 1,000 people come and visit the site over the last few weeks. And some great ideas coming through, things like kelp farming and hemp fibre and blending wool with flax fibres. So, yeah, some really good stuff coming through. And we want to keep that momentum going and we want to hear more. So we're actually going to give a chance for people to keep putting up their ideas through the 13th of August, which is next Thursday. So we want to really encourage people to pop on there and actually have their say.
So there's no ideas poo-pooed? Everything's taken into consideration?
Absolutely, yeah. No idea is going to be poo-pooed. We want to hear what everyone's been thinking about. And, yeah, it'll be really good to hear from them.
So this, I was just going to say, so the purpose of the Southland Food and Fibre is just for people to put in their ideas as to what they're thinking in regards to the industry?
Yeah, into the primary sector. You know, is there something that we could improve on that we're already doing? Could we grow higher value crops? Something that kind of improves Southland's resilience? It's just looking forward. How could Southland look in 10 years' time? What are we growing? What are we producing? So it's getting those initial ideas, and then we'll take those through. And we're going to have some workshops in early October to actually sort of, you know, brainstorm them a bit more and research them a wee bit more from there.
Some of the early thinking, what is it?
Well, we've had, as I said, we've had people sort of mentioning kelp farming, hemp fibre, and actually blending wool with flax fibres, which is pretty cool.
Well, I suppose wool's that down on the dumps at the moment. It wouldn't really matter, would it? I mean,
exactly.
Nothing's ruled out.
Exactly, nothing's ruled out, absolutely. So, yeah, we encourage that sort of thinking. So definitely pop onto the Thriving Southlands website, which is thrivingsouthland.co.nz, and under the projects tab, there's a Southland Food and Fibre page there that you can enter and actually put everything you're thinking about.
Yeah, it'll be fascinating what it comes up with. Like you say, nothing is off the table, and at the moment, just people coming up with these random ideas. So if someone's listening thinking, where do I go on and have a look at this, what's the review process?
Yes, if they go to the Thriving Southland website, so thrivingsouthland.co.nz, and go to the projects tab, and then there's the Southland Food and Fibre Project. You can just click on that, and that'll take you through to the page to see what's already up. You can just like what you like, and you can add anything new that you want to talk about. So, and other people can comment on that as well. So, yeah, we really encourage people to do that, and they can do that through to 13th of August, next Thursday.
Absolutely. Sandra King, appreciate your time and all the best of this. We'll see how this pans out down the line.
Great. Thank you very much.